What's up? This is Taste Test Podcast, and we are back. This is a gracious host, Jonathan Irving. Thank you for tuning in and listening once again. And to all our new listeners, if this is your first time, Taste Test Podcast, podcast platform where we describe and pontificate. I'm using my big words like T.I., but we just discuss and share our different music tastes and discuss the different things that's happening in the music world. So sit back, listen, and get ready to enjoy a nice listening experience talking about some of humans' favorite things, the sound of music. So this is actually episode 6 of the second season here, and I'm going to talk about today about the MTV Awards or VMA Awards, I think it's actually called, but yeah, they just took place this week. And also, before I get started, please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and IG at Taste Test Podcast. On IG and Facebook, and on Twitter is Taste Test Pod. And we can be listened to it anywhere podcasts are shared. So with that being said, let's talk about this MTV VMA Awards. Oh my goodness. I didn't watch it in real time. I forgot. I think it went down on Monday. I believe it was Sunday or Monday that the VMAs were. And I just watched the playback on YouTube, like different little video clips and whatnot. And while I did I did take some good things away from it, but it also kind of confirmed why I still don't watch most award shows these days, even music award shows. My goodness. So before I talk about the disappointments, I'm gonna talk about the standouts. And yeah, I must say Black Girl Magic has been winning these last few years, I should say, in music. And there's black girls are still doing their thing. So most of my standouts were all black women that performed. First and foremost, Sister Lizzo, she did a thing, man, she killed it. I loved her stage setup, and of course I knew she was gonna kill the performance anyway, because I like her singing. So she did her thing. I was surprised she didn't play her flute or whatever, but I wasn't too mad, because she didn't need it, but it would have been interesting or fun to see her do that as well. The dancing, the singing, she just got charisma that you just can't teach. She's gonna be a good performer going forward, I can tell, and just a overall good artist. I think she's definitely was deserving to be on that platform. So Lizzo was my first standout. Second standout, Missy Elliott, shout out to her. I believe she got like a Lifetime Achievement Award, and she also performed. So man, and it's interesting to me talking about Lizzo. I think she's definitely was probably inspired by an artist like Missy Elliott. not also a dope lyricist, an artist, a rapper, I should say, but just the overall her artistry of, you know, really pushing music videos and just how creative you can be with them. I think she, if you want to look up the word creativity, I think her name should pop up in the dictionary right next to it. The definition of creativity, Missy Elliott. She crushed, wasn't surprised. I did notice she can't, I mean, she's older now and she's had some health problems in the past. So I did notice she can't dance and move as well as she used to when she was younger, but the performance was still, it was still there. It was very nostalgic and it brought back a little bit childhood memories and me watching a lot of her videos growing up. So that was great to see. Third on my list, I got Normani, and this is actually my first time actually seeing her perform, and I think I heard one of her songs before, but I wasn't too hip on her until me watching the playback of this clip it that she had at the award show. She killed it. I was like, dang, who is this? Normani? Whoa. She can sing, she can definitely dance. I think she was doing some flips and stuff too. I was like, dang, yeah. I'm definitely gonna be trying to look up some of her music or whatever, see what I missed. That was a nice introduction for me personally. So next I got her. This actually, it was a standout, but a little bit of disappointment. I think there was something wrong with the audio when it got to her performance, because I couldn't quite hear her, especially when it got to her guitar solo. I don't know, because I was like, I loved the song that she did, but it was just, it just happened, like, for some reason, I think the audio was messed up at the award show when it got to her part. I couldn't quite hear her, you know, really all of her performance as well as I would have liked. But what I did get, I liked. Next, Meg Thee Stallion. Now, she didn't perform at the actual, she performed at like the pre-show, which was, I thought was a little weird. I know she hasn't dropped the actual album yet, but the buzz, see, this is my problem with MTV. I was gonna hold out on it, but they just don't, they drop the ball a little bit sometimes with picking certain artists. I think Meg Thee Stallion would have been a very good performer if she, you know, was allowed to have that platform, that stage, to actually perform that night instead of doing the actual pre-show. But I like what she did in the pre-show. Yeah, but I think she'll be up there by next year, or, you know, in the years to come. So shout out to her. Next, I don't even listen to these guys, but the Jonas Brothers, I enjoyed their performance, I must say. I'm not a fan of their music per se, don't really follow them, I guess I should say, but I enjoyed the Jonas Brothers performance. I forget the names of the songs. They did two songs, but the white boys got swag. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, not bad, not bad. Then next, Big Sean and ASAP Ferg. They actually, interesting combo, you know, when they rap together. But I think ASAP Ferg's like helps bring out like another type of energy with Big Sean. I feel like Big Sean is more hype when he like performs or raps with ASAP Ferg. So I think I would be interested in seeing maybe a little EP or mixtape with them too. But yeah, and of course ASAP Ferg. I love that dude. I like him. But yeah, now to my disappointments for this award show. They, since this year, I believe that the MTV VMAs was hosted in New Jersey, so they had this portion of the show where they, gave the platform to a lot of new famous New Jersey artists, mainly rap artists. It looked like, because they had Queen Latifah, they had Redman, Also, I forget the name of the rap group, but it, they also had Wyclef Jean on there. I liked it, but I was a little disappointed. It was like some other artists I feel like could have been up there. They didn't have Joe Budden. I know he says he's retired, but I wouldn't be surprised if he would have came back for this. I don't know if they tried to reach out to him or not, but I would have liked to see him and some other artists that I'm having a brain fart right now. I can't remember all the new famous New Jersey artists. That would have been dope to see. It was just a little letdown. But the ones that performed it, I thought it was cool. I just wanted to see a little bit more representation of the New Jersey artists, famous New Jersey artists that came out of that area to perform, since, you know, it was being hosted in New Jersey this year. Next, Miley Cyrus. What more can I say? Don't really care for her as an artist. Performance is really bland to me personally. Somebody else may like it. I didn't. Number three, Taylor Swift. Now, you're talking about bland. This was straight dry. I've never liked this girl, Taylor Swift, and her performance proved to me yet again why I don't care for Taylor Swift. I was literally like 30 seconds into listening, and I was like, I can't take no more of this. Clicked off. I probably went to Lizzo, somebody else, Normani. I was listening to them before I clicked on her clip of her performance for Taylor Swift, and I was like, man, this is a big drop off. Oh my God. Number four, Shawn Mendes. I don't see MTV, they're trying to hype up these acts I've never heard of, and I'm just like, bro, like, why are these people popular? Like, they not the, sorry, I gotta listen to the albums. Maybe they sound different when they do studio albums, but performance wise I was like, ugh, snooze fest. So yeah, that's my takeaway from the MTV VMA Awards or whatever. From what I got, I had about 6 or 7 standouts, so that's not bad. But as far as, I don't think I can ever sit down and watch a full award show anymore. And that just may be because I don't have the time or my attention span is not there. But that's just me. Moving on to my next topic. Rhapsody, the rap artist Rhapsody, dropped herself a new album this past weekend, and it is titled Eve. My overall thoughts are, when I first listened the first time through, I must admit I wasn't prepared to receive an album like this. Now, let me give you a little background about this, this particular album. This album is a conceptual album, so think more so along the lines of like a Kendrick Lamar, Lupe Fiasco, somebody like that. That's the caliber of artist that Rhapsody is. And this album is all about black women, mainly. Like, that's what she's covering perceptually. So every title on this album features a famous black woman in history. Pronounced the exact name correctly. I think it's pronounced Hatshepsut, which was one of the first female rulers in ancient Egypt. That's a title track on here. They got another one entitled Afeni, after the mother of Tupac Shakur. She has a title track. Nina is another title track on here, referencing Nina Simone, famous African-American woman artist, singer. And like I said, I wasn't prepared to take this all in. But second time listening, I was able to digest it even more and actually get into it. And I must say, this is probably one of the better top 5 albums to come out this year. Conceptually, the only thing is, I will say about this album that I kind of wish it was very even keel, which I don't mind, especially when I know the album is conceptual. But I do feel like at certain points it may feel like it drags a little bit for me. There's no like really super high intensity track on here, I would call it. No super hype, no track that's gonna get you super hype. But the lyricism and the storytelling and the relatability, because each track on here, there's a track that is called Michelle, representing Michelle Obama. Another track called Aaliyah, representing Aaliyah. Another track called Cleo, referencing the character in the famous movie Set It Off. They all represent all these women perfectly. Like, it was amazing, like, how all of them relate back to the actual title of the track so much, so well. And the album flows really well together. And let me check to see who produced this album real quick, y'all. Looks like Knife Wonder has some production on here. She's been with him. Eric G. Okay. More Eric G. Knife Wonder. Okay. Looks like Eric G and Knife Wonder have most of the production on here. Yeah. Okay. And that's not a surprise to me, because she's worked with these producers before. So that's probably why this album flows together so well. But yeah, if I were to rank this or give this score, I would give it about 8 out of 10, 8.5 out of 10. But yeah, that's all for only two listens, y'all. Really enjoy this album. If you get a chance to check it out, please do. My favorite tracks are Nina, Cleo, Whoopi, Sojourner, and the last track called Affini. Really love those tracks. So if you get a chance, please, please, please go check this album out. It is worth your while. Now, my question that I ask myself and to all you listeners, you can comment me when I post this episode on IG and Twitter in the comment section. I'll probably ask the question, so what's next for Rhapsody? That's the question I would like to see answered going forward for this particular artist. What is next for Rhapsody? I think she's primed to blow up, and it's disappointing because she actually talks about this a little bit on the album. She's different from a lot, and I hate calling them female artists, because to me, Rhapsody is not just a female artist, even though we obviously know that she is a female. But she can go toe-to-toe with anybody as far as lyricism, creating an album conceptually, just everything that an MC is supposed to embody, she is. And for me, I'm very, very excited to see where she goes. I think she will be, in the next 2 to 3 years, will be considered one of the top three rappers, MCs, whatever we want to call them, in the hip-hop genre. I think she is deserving of that already. She's up there with a Kendrick. Yes, I say that. She's up there with a J. Cole. Yes, I say that. She's up there, not as far, commercially, she's not up there with a Drake, but she can, rap with them and probably rap circles around them. And shoot, we can, if you want to get real about it, we can like write down a list of artists that she could rap circles around, Me just thinking, of course, all the mumble rappers, she gonna rap circles around them. Artists I think she can rap circles around, at least go toe-to-toe with, Kendrick, J. Cole, Big Sean, definitely Drake. She can definitely go bar for bar. She would probably rap circles around Drake. Let's see.
other artists. Oh, she can definitely rap with a Big Crit. Jid, she can rap with a Jid. She can get busy with anybody on TDE, Dreamville.
So, if you could, please, like I said, go check out Rapsody, because like I said, she can rap with anybody. If you haven't gotten an idea yet, if you don't know this artist, Rapsody, she is vicious on the mic. Please go check her out. So, moving onward to our last segment, final thoughts. Quite a few projects dropped. Rick Ross dropped Port of Miami 2. We haven't got a chance to listen to it, but I think he's going back to, of course, his famous album, Port of Miami. I think that was either his first or second album that he dropped. So I'm interested in checking that out. I'm not per se a Rick Ross fan or stan, as some people call it, but I like some of his music. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if you're already a fan, you're probably gonna like it. His music, he's very consistent. That's how consistent of an artist. That's what I like about him. You know exactly what you're gonna get. Jeezy, same thing. He dropped a new album, TM 104. He's calling this his last album, so I will check this out. TM 103, I don't really remember it, so that must not be a good thing. So I'm hoping he'll get better. Missy Elliott dropped an album called Iconology. Heard maybe one or two songs. I'm gonna finish listening to that as well. Like what I heard, so I'm finished. Like I said, Young Thug. Now I did check this album out. It's called So Much Fun. He dropped a new album. I'm not per se a Young Thug fan, but I was jamming listening with my brother this weekend. He shared this album with me, and I'm gonna say I liked what I heard. It's two tracks that I really like. One of them was called Ecstasy. That mug bump in the whip. Oh my god, love it. Next, Jidenna, the Nigerian rapper, singer, I don't know exactly what to call him, but the guy that made the song, famous song, Classic Man. I'm a classic man. He just dropped a new album. It's called 85 to Africa. I liked it. I like Jidenna. He is a sleeper artist. I think people really sleep on Jidenna. Yeah, I know he's got that one hit song, Classic Man, but if you listen to most of his projects, quality projects, I don't know, that has something to do with record label. I don't know if he's independent, but I don't know if he gets enough promotion. I think he should be promoted more. He's a really good artist. But yeah, those are the projects that dropped this week. Let's see what else happened in music world. Oh snap, Jay-Z and NFL. I know everybody's been talking about it. I don't really care too much to talk about it, but I know Jay-Z's a big music icon. So yeah, Jay-Z partnering with NFL. I know he's getting a lot of backlash because of some of his comments he said in the interview, but I'm the type of person right now, I'm like, wait and see, let's see what happened. My own thing is, I am maybe a little skeptical because I don't really see how Jay-Z partnering with the NFL is going to stop, you know, what the initial protest that Colin Kaepernick was protesting, which was killing of innocent black men and women and children. I don't really see how that's going to stop the cops from shooting our black and brown, you know, friends and family and fellow black people in the streets. I don't really see how that's going to kind of work out. But like I said, I'm going to wait and see. Maybe there's some way Jay-Z and his Roc Nation team can finagle a way, you know, with the NFL to set up, you know, some type of program with, you know, law enforcement. But we'll see. I have no idea. It looks weird to me, but I, like I said, I'm waiting to see. So enough of music news. Let's get on Artist of the Month. I'm going with Rhapsody. As we wrap up this month of August, move on to September, I'm saying Rhapsody. This is dope lyricist. I'm going to keep promoting her. Like I said, go check her out. If you've been sleeping, you don't need to be sleeping no more. Shame on you. Now, sleeper song and album. My sleeper song is called All In My Head by Sir. And since I'm recording this episode on Anchor, I'm going to have to play the song once I get off of here. And then, you know, edit it in and all that. So this is the part where I pause and edit it in. And well, play and then try to edit it in. But you get the point. Now, Sleeper album is called Loose Thoughts. And I'm going to play a song by this artist. His name is Masajo, I think. I can't pronounce it. Yeah, I think it's a French name. This is a young brother. He is an interesting cat because he plays jazz music, but it has this little hip-hop feel to it. That's what I like about him. He kind of fuses hip-hop and jazz together, which is very interesting. I know jazz is a lost musical genre. A lot of people don't listen to it as much, at least not young people. But if there wasn't for jazz, we wouldn't have rap. And that's just, you know, facts. You don't believe me, do some music research. But yeah. Yeah. That are my sleepers. So my sleeper song was All In My Head by Sir. And sleeper album is called Loose Thoughts by Masajo. I think Misagio. Somebody fact check that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you. Now we come to the end. This is the end. Love you guys for listening. If you're a new listener, please. And if you're a returning listener, please go like, share, subscribe, and follow us on all streaming platforms for podcasts, which are Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Play, so on and so forth. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Taste Test Podcast and on Twitter at Taste Test Pod. Thank you for listening. And until next time, goodbye. This is Taste Test Podcast.